Must I forgive those who refuse forgiveness?
Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Does that mean we have to forgive someone even when they refuse reconciliation? First, the debts we owe one another are small change compared to the infinite debt we owe our Heavenly Father, because we have been forgiven an infinite debt. It is a horrendous evil to even consider withholding forgiveness from those who genuinely seek it. Thus, we must always manifest the kind of love that is willing to forgive those who wrong us. Furthermore, forgiveness is by definition a two-way street leading to the restoration of fellowship. It requires someone who is willing to forgive and someone who is wanting to be forgiven. If you are to forgive me, I must be repentant. Otherwise, there can be no restoration of fellowship. In other words, there can be no forgiveness. And finally, we must never suppose that our standard of forgiveness is higher than God's standard of forgiveness. He objectively offers us forgiveness and the restoration of fellowship. His forgiveness, however, is not subjectively realized until we repent. A passage to ponder. Matthew 18:23-35. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all." Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe me." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, I will pay you all." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.